Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you learn. My name is Peter, and we're very glad you joined us here today. Our topic is food, and the title of today's lesson is Gingerbread Houses. Gingerbread Houses. Anna, this is really fun. Have you ever made a gingerbread house?
Well, I have, Peter. 2 years ago, I helped my little cousin make a gingerbread house. It was a lot of fun. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, friends, this will be a lot of fun. This is something you can do with other people, and you will get excited for Christmas. And we'll eat lots of candy today, too. Well, maybe not, but we'll see. Here's Anna with today's Read It. Let's follow along.
Abby tells Alex about gingerbread houses. People build little houses from gingerbread. Then they decorate them with candy. That is the fun part. Susie builds gingerbread houses. She uses a kit. The walls and roof pieces are in the kit. She uses frosting to paste them together.
Well, today we are talking about food. I hope you are not too hungry. We'll learn about things like how to build a gingerbread house. And we'll learn where you go to buy those things.
That's right. Making a gingerbread house takes time, and there are many steps.
Really? You made a gingerbread house, so how long did it take?
Well, it took a few hours. We had to make the gingerbread and then put the house together. So it took some time, but it was really fun.
That's great, Anna. So we'll learn more about that today. Here's Christina with our keywords.
今天的主题是姜饼屋 ,gingerbread house。姜饼屋就是用姜饼组建起来的房子。动词建造就是 build. People build little houses from gingerbread. 其实要做姜饼屋一点都不难。现在外面都有卖现成的姜饼屋 DIY 套组，里面把一片一片的墙壁、屋顶等等都做好了。这种成套的材料或者是工具可以称作 kit. 所以姜饼屋的套组就是 a gingerbread house kit.它的墙壁就是 wall. The walls are made from gingerbread. 屋顶也是姜饼做的。屋顶是 roof. The roof is also made from gingerbread. Susie 说她用糖霜把屋顶和墙壁粘在一起。动词粘贴就是 paste. She just pasted the pieces together.
Alex!Do you and your family celebrate Christmas?
Yes, but not everyone in Asia celebrates Christmas.
Do they build gingerbread houses?
No. What are they?
They are small houses. They are made from gingerbread.
A house made from bread? Really?
It's a special kind of bread. It's like a cookie. People decorate them with candy.
In today's first conversation, Abby and Alex are talking about celebrating Christmas. I know many of you celebrate Christmas, right?
All around the world, people celebrate Christmas in different ways. Some people buy and decorate a Christmas tree. They invite family and friends over for Christmas dinner. And then they sing Christmas songs, and sometimes they even build gingerbread houses.
Yeah, that's what Abby is talking about today, gingerbread houses. Alex doesn't know what a gingerbread house is, so Abby is explaining it to him.
So what is gingerbread, Peter? Let's start with gingerbread.
Ooh, gingerbread tastes pretty good. It is a cake or cookie, and it is a dark color. Gingerbread tastes a little spicy, and it's sweet at the same time.Some people like the taste, and other people just like the smell.
Well, I love the taste and smell of gingerbread. But do you know what I love even more? Building gingerbread houses. When you build something, you make something by putting the parts together.
Yeah, do you remember what Abby said about the sizes of the gingerbread houses? Yeah, they are pretty small. They are not real houses, of course. Now, people make different shapes and sizes, but bread houses are for decoration, so you can look at them and think of Christmas.
Well, Abby tells Alex that people decorate gingerbread houses with candy. Well, here's Christina, and she's going to help us understand this sentence. Listen carefully.
姜饼屋组好之后呢，就用糖果来装饰点缀。People decorate them with candy. 这个句型很好用哦。Decorate A with B, 就是以 B 来装饰 A. 比如有人用玫瑰花来布置装饰你的房间。He decorated my room with roses. 或者你说做蛋糕的时候你喜欢用新鲜的水果来装饰蛋糕。I like to decorate cakes with fresh fruit. 句型就是 decorate A with B. 你也造句试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. So, friends, what do you like to decorate? And what do you decorate with?
Well, we said many people decorate gingerbread houses with candy. Candy is sweet and made of sugar. I love candy. Oh, and chocolates, too. Now, friends, do you have a favorite candy? My favorite candy is sour gummy worms.
Ew, Peter, you eat worms? Well, I love chocolate. That's my favorite candy. Well, what do you use to build a gingerbread house? Let's find out in Conversation B.
Susie and Taylor, do you build gingerbread houses?
Sometimes I do. I use a kit.
Me too.
What do you mean?
A gingerbread house kit has all the pieces for the house.
Right. The walls and the roof pieces are in the box. You just put them together.
Is it hard?
No, it's easy.
Susie and Taylor both use kits to make gingerbread houses. Let's talk about this word, kit. A kit is a set of tools that a person uses for an activity. Let's go to Christina to find out more about the word kit.
原来 Susie 做这个姜饼屋很简单，它是把现成的套组来组装的。这种套组叫做 a gingerbread house kit， 里面有姜饼做好的墙壁、屋顶和装饰用的糖果，甚至糖霜。Susie 只要把这些 kit 买来，把里面东西拼在一起就可以了。kit 这个字通常就是指成套的东西，比如 a cupcake kit， 里面就会有把做杯子蛋糕的所有材料或者是制作所需要的工具都弄好放在一个盒子里卖给你。a sewing kit 就是针线包，基本的针线材料里面都有，还有喜欢玩指甲彩绘的人现在也可以买到 a nail kit， 里面会有一整套修整指甲的东西，这些都是 kit。
Thank you, Christina. Now, Susie tells Alex a gingerbread kit has all the pieces to build a gingerbread house.
Well, there are different types of kits. There are sewing kits to fix clothes. There are shaving kits to shave. And there are makeup kits to put on makeup. Peter, do you have a kit at home?
Sure, I have a shaving kit. What's in a shaving kit? Well, it comes with a razor, shaving cream, and even a shaving brush.
Wow, very nice, Peter. Well, Taylor tells Alex what pieces come in the gingerbread house kit. She says the walls and the roof are pieces that you need to make this house. Peter, what is a wall?
Well, every room has walls. you put your pictures and paintings on the wall.
That's right, Peter. Every room and every house has walls. But what about a roof? Well, a roof is the top of the house or the building. Let's see, cars and buses and trains, they all have roofs.
That's right. When it's raining, you want to be under a roof so you don't get wet.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about gingerbread houses, and for some people it can be easy to make, but for some people it can be difficult or hard to make.
Anna, no, it's easy to make.
Well, Peter, it's hard for some people.
No, Anna. No, it's easy is today's
calendar phrase.
No, it's easy.
No, it's easy.
不，很简单。
Is music hard?
No, it's easy.
Is playing the ukulele hard?
No, it's easy.
Is singing hard?
No, it's easy. Listen to this. You are my sunshine.
Oh, no! Stop! You sound terrible.
I know. That's why it's easy. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
No, it's easy.
No, it's easy.
不，很简单。
For Susie, it's easy to make a gingerbread house. She probably makes a lot of things at home, and she's getting good at building things.
That's right, she probably makes one every year. But for Alex, it's not so easy. Well, let's take a break, friends, and we'll be back for more right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking about gingerbread houses. Well, Anna, I have to tell you, when I was a kid, I would make gingerbread houses, and I wouldn't care too much about the actual house. I wanted as much candy as I could get, so I would just pile on all the candy. It was just a big pile. It was kind of an ugly house.
Wow, that doesn't sound very pretty, but I bet it was delicious to eat, Peter. Well, is Alex going to build his own gingerbread house? Let's find out in Conversation C.
Where can I get a kit?
You can get them at many stores.
There are kits at the mall. You can buy one there.
Great. Then I can build my first gingerbread house.
And you can decorate it. That's the really fun part.
How do you paste the pieces together?
I use frosting.
Oh, that sounds interesting and delicious. Oh.
In Conversation C, Alex wants to know more about where he can get a kit to build a gingerbread house. He says, "Where can I get a kit?" Before we learn more, let's take a look at that grammar point. And I know who can help us. Rebecca! Hi, Rebecca!
Hey, everyone. If you are looking for something, you could use this grammar point. Where can I get noun? For example, where can I get fresh vegetables? Or, where can I get a red pen? Don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So, friends, where can Alex get a kit? Very good. At a store.
Susie saw gingerbread kits in many stores. Taylor probably goes to the mall to buy her kit.
Now, do you like to shop at the mall? A mall is a great place to shop because you can find anything you want.
That's right, and it's all in one building. Well, gingerbread kits are sold all throughout the year in malls and stores,
But you can even find more during Christmas seasons, because that's when most people make them.
And Alex is excited to make his first gingerbread house. I'm sure Susie and Taylor want to see what it will look like after he is done.
Now, most people say that the best part is decorating the gingerbread house. Taylor probably decorates her gingerbread house with all kinds of candy.
Most gingerbread houses have many different kinds of candy on it, and they are very cool. Let's take a look at this one.
Wow, this looks like a real house. Look at all those candy pieces, and you can see the roof and the walls are made out of gingerbread.
Wow, it even has a candy flag. I want to eat the flag.
Yes, that does look really delicious to eat. Well, Alex finds out he has to paste the gingerbread house together. Paste means to stick things together. And how will Alex paste all the pieces? Will he use glue?
No, he's going to use a special kind of sugar candy called frosting.
I love frosting. Frosting is what you put on top of cupcakes. Well, friends, it's time to review our keywords. Are you ready? Let's go there together.
All right, here's our first keyword today. Build. Build. Can you build a house?
Kit. Kit. I used a kit to make a clock.
Wall. Wall. Put a sign on the wall.
Roof. Roof. I can hear the rain on the house roof.
Paste. Paste. Paste these papers together. All right, friends, I hope you practice those keywords at home. But now it's time to look at our conversations one more time. Let's watch them together.
Alex, do you and your family celebrate Christmas?
Yes, but not everyone in Asia celebrates Christmas.
Do they build gingerbread houses?
No. What are they?
They are small houses. They are made from gingerbread.
A house made from bread? Really?
It's a special kind of bread. It's like a cookie. People decorate them with candy.
Susie and Taylor, do you build gingerbread houses?
Sometimes I do. I use a kit.
Me too.
What do you mean?
A gingerbread house kit has all the pieces for the house.
Right. The walls and the roof pieces are in the box. You just put them together.
Is it hard?
No, it's easy.
Where can I get a kit?
You can get them at many stores.
There are kits at the mall. You can buy one there.
Great! Then I can build my first gingerbread house.
And you can decorate it. That's the really fun part.
How do you paste the pieces together?
I use frosting.
Oh, that sounds interesting and delicious.
Special bread and candy and frosting.
Ginger, why do you need those things?
I'm going to build a gingerbread house.
A gingerbread house?
Yeah, I'm going to build it and decorate it with candy.
Ooh, sounds beautiful.
And delicious.
Ginger, you know, making a gingerbread house is not easy.
Well then, maybe I'll get a kit.
A kit? For a gingerbread house?
Yeah, all the pieces are in the box.
Then All you have to do is put it together?
Yep. Put it together, then eat it.
Ooh, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
I mean the eating part.
Yeah.
All right, friends, it's time to answer it. Here's question number one. What can Alex build? What can Alex build?
Friends, look for the answer in conversation C. He can build a gingerbread house. All right, question number two. Do you like to build things? Why or why not? Do you like to build things? Why or why not? Well, let's hear from some of our friends.
Do I like to build things? Why, yes, of course, and especially in the winter. I love to build snowmen. I will get a carrot for the nose, and I usually build a snowman outside with my kids. It's a good experience, and we love to sing while we build the snowman. Friends, do you like to sing and build snowmen? I sure do. Merry Christmas!
Do I like to build things? Well, I don't build things very often. I don't really have to. I can just buy something. When I was a kid, I liked to build with blocks. I built things all the time. I would build boats and spaceships and houses. Well, someday, maybe I can build a tree house. I can make it just the way I want it. But I need to figure out how.
Does the monkey man like to build things? Where's my hammer and saw? I love to build things. Building things makes me happy. After I finish building something, I can look at it and say, I made that. You know, I also love fixing things too. Hey, did something just break? Well, don't throw it away. Let me go get my tools and let me see if I can fix it.
Do I like to build things? Yes, I love to build things. Building things is a lot of fun. I love to take different pieces of things and put them together and create something new. I remember when I was young, I helped my friend build a tree house in his backyard. That was a lot of fun. After we were done, we had a place that we could play in.
Thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow, you can join us right here on Let's Talk for another great lesson on gingerbread houses. Until then, Peter and Anna from
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.